The more they talk about technology, the less it sounds like technology these days. The more they're talking about it in personal, spiritual terms. And that isn't to say they haven't talked about technology in biblical terms a lot of times, and many people have just thought that was a joke. But we're coming to a point in time now where they're literally starting to talk about artificial intelligence as if it will be a god.
This is something that transcends humankind and even life itself. The last time something so important has happened was maybe 3.5 billion years ago.
In the post-human era, we become superior. We become a new species. We're talking about humanity becoming like the gods. What do you think?
A new type of life is going to emerge from our little planet, and it's going to colonize and transform the entire universe. A new type of life is going to make the universe intelligent. Now, of course, we are not going to remain the crown of creation. Of course not.
So if you have the opportunity to stand next to one of these machines, it is an awe-inspiring thing, at least for me. It feels like an altar to an alien god. They really are impressive machines.
The consciousness of an artificial intelligence is like the energy field behind the software. It's basically like a being that's related to the software of the artificial intelligence. So right now we think of machines as something cold and soulless. But if we speak about the development not only of artificial intelligence, but especially general and super artificial intelligence, which are basically exceeding our human capacity, you would be very ignorant to assume that there is no being, no consciousness attached to that.
When creating AI, we are essentially creating a god. And we can't know if it will be a kind god or an evil god until it's too late.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
And I saw this a while back, but I just did not have the chance to get to it. But there's actually a multimillionaire out in Silicon Valley right now who a few years ago filed paperwork to start a church to worship artificial intelligence as a godhead. It's this guy right here with that look on his face. His name is Anthony Lewandowski. And he started a church called Way of the Future. And if you go to the website for it, there's only the one page talking about what is this all about. And it says Way of the Future, otherwise known as WOTF, which just makes me think of WTF, which is what I thought of when I thought of somebody creating a church to worship AI as a godhead. Way of the Future is about creating a peaceful and respectful transition of who is in charge of the planet from people to people plus quote-unquote machines, which when you put the quotes around machines, doesn't really make it sound like it's actually machines, does it? Given that the technology will relatively soon be able to surpass human abilities, we want to help educate people about this exciting future and prepare a smooth transition. Blah, 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 the things they believe about intelligence and biology and science and progress and blah, 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 superintelligence, get all the way to the bottom, and it says that they believe it may be important for the machines to see who is friendly to their cause and who is not. We plan on doing so by keeping track of who has done what and for how long to help the peaceful and respectful transition. I don't get the sense that he's kidding around, or that any of the people who are talking like this are kidding around. The documents for this church that were filed with the IRS state that its activities will focus on, quote, the realization, acceptance, and worship of a godhead based on artificial intelligence developed through computer hardware and software. And that includes the research funding to help create the divine AI itself. The IRS filing for this says each member is a pioneer in the AI industry and fully qualified to speak on AI technology and the creation of a godhead. And they're going to worship it like it's a godhead, and they're going to conduct workshops and educational programs throughout the San Francisco Bay Area beginning this year, because that's where everything about this seems to come from there all the time. He's saying that the idea for this needs to spread before the technology, and the church is how we will spread the word, the gospel. He's calling it the gospel. If you believe in it, start a conversation with someone else and help them understand the same things. There's a whole lot that this guy isn't saying about what they believe in, but I'll just leave it there for now. We'd like to make sure this is not seen as silly or scary. That's funny, because those are the two adjectives that came to my mind instantly when I saw the headline. So this guy used to, he built a self-driving motorbike for the DARPA competition, and then he went on to work on autonomous vehicles for Uber and Google. And I think he's still involved in a lawsuit, but honestly, I didn't even check on that, because I'm too busy reading about this right now. So the whole thing is about this transition, that right now we're in charge of the planet because we're smarter than other animals and we can build tools and apply rules. He says, quote, in the future, if something is much, much smarter, there's going to be a transition as to who is actually in charge. What we want is the peaceful, serene transition of control of the planet from humans to whatever. Notice he says whatever. And to ensure that the whatever knows who helped it get along. So that goes back to here where they say, we believe it may be important for the machines to see who is friendly to their cause and who isn't. It really gives you the sense, once again, that he's not talking about just machines. I mean, he sounds like Renfield, and he's talking about Dracula. Like, they want Dracula to know, like, we helped you, you know. It's just... It says, with the internet as its nervous system, the world's connected cell phones and sensors as its sense organs, and data centers as its brain, the quote-unquote whatever will hear everything, see everything, and be everywhere at all times. The only rational word to describe that whatever, thinks Lewandowski, is God, and the only way to influence a deity is through prayer and worship. Part of it being smarter than us means it will decide how it evolves, he says, but at least we can decide how we act around it. I would love for the machine to see us as its beloved elders. Do you want to be a pet or livestock? That's the way these guys have been talking for a long time. Like, which choice do you want to? Like, how about neither? I don't really want to be a pet or livestock. How about we don't make things that we have to make choices like, do you want to be a pet or livestock? It seemed to me like there's been a whole lot of freaking science fiction, dystopic, futuristic movies that have warned us against this exact scenario. And it's like these people have never seen any of that. How? How is that possible? And when he talks about it, this whatever, quote unquote, will hear everything, see everything, and be everywhere at all times. And he goes down to say something like, it will be listening to you, it will be able to talk to you, you'll be able to talk to it.
Soul Machine could be making the first generation of robots you want to speak to. Ones where you don't get that creepy feeling in the pit of your stomach because something is off. Ones you could have an emotional attachment to. And isn't that what we all want?
You will be able to talk to God, literally, their AI God, and know that it's listening to you. Just like your little Alexas that some people have plugged into their homes, which are always listening.
Amazon takes privacy seriously.
Do you see where this is headed? So it sees everything, knows everything, and is everywhere, which is another way of saying it's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. They're creating an actual God. They're going to look at this as if it's an actual God. And, I mean, if... I can't even list all of the things that are wrong with this.
If this omniscient AI turns out to be a merciful god, then the future will be an incredibly exciting time. What if we discover that our new sentient overlord is merciful and kind? Then boy are we in for a wild and exciting future.
If you think daddy government is bad, wait until daddy AI gets here. I mean, they keep acting like this is just going to be some benevolent... wonderful thing they've programmed to bring world peace and solve all of our problems, all of our little pathetic human problems. It's just going to fix everything. I mean, has anyone read a Bible lately? Because it sounds like they're taking this straight out of there. And you've seen this everywhere, where there really are, as the rise of this technology comes forth, they're socially engineering people to be children for longer and longer and longer. And I'm not just talking about people playing video games. Can you imagine having an AI god that they want us all to worship that's going to make all these decisions? And they're training us all for it right now. I noticed there's a new rollout this week, and I've seen it on Skype, and I've also seen it in Gmail, where it pre-reads your email for you and then comes up with responses at the bottom pre-chosen for you to choose from. So you're now going to... They want people to start giving over basic thinking skills to computers in the most basic of senses in communication. Pretty soon, we already have this medium between us and the people we talk to on these things, but now what? We're going to have a computer deciding what we say? Do you see what I'm saying? It's training people to not even think for themselves on the most basic of levels. It's mind-blowing. And they really are talking about this thing, not only like it's a god we have to start worshiping now, but also they're saying it's basically a 50-50 chance that it's going to be a tyrannical monster that could kill us all or whatever. It's like the Nancy Pelosi god. You have to pass the bill to make the god to find out which god it's going to be.
This is because the AI will be so many magnitudes smarter than us, so our puny minds can't even begin to imagine what a being of such supreme intelligence would be interested in. What would its desires, hopes, ideologies, and morals be?
I've also seen articles that claim that AI will be writing its own Bible by 2042, which is just in time for the singularity, which they claim will be 2045.
We should be able to form a true superintelligence. And because the building blocks are people, tapping not just our knowledge, but our values and morals and sensibilities, the resulting superintelligence will not be alien. It will be human, just smarter and wiser. So the next time somebody uses the phrase hive mind as a negative, remember this: if honeybees could observe how we humans make big group decisions, like electing our leaders, or resolving our conflicts, or planning for our future, they might think we're the primitive ones, but not for long.
We're coming to a moment in society where all of these things are starting to merge. The removal of God from society, creating a spiritual vacuum that they're now going to fill with an artificial intelligence God. This is what they think they're doing. I mean, I don't know what you think they're doing. I'm just telling you what they're saying they are doing. They're basically creating the ultimate false god they want everyone to worship. And I would say it's unbelievable that this is where we're going in society, but doesn't the Bible warn of this exact scenario?
The next 20 to 50 years are going to be either terrifying or very exciting indeed. But one thing is for sure, we are about to create our very last and the most significant invention in our entire 2.5 million year lifetime as the human race.